1918, the year when the Great War, the supposed war to end all wars, ended, brings us on our virtual tour to Calendmond, nestling in the foothills of Mount Leinster, another of those truly delightfully situated churches within its natural environment, part of Dunleckney Union. And were one to go further up Mount Leinster and make the last part of the journey on foot, one would of course come to the television transmitter. And in that part of the world, remote as it is, in some ways, I think of the power of the media to communicate and to influence opinion. And it's a place, a part of the world to pray for, where voices are spoken that many hear and opinions are shared that many are guided by. Being involved in broadcasting, especially public service broadcasting, is a major responsibility. 1918, the end of the war. And at the end of the war came the general election in December, the famous cataclysmic one. There wasn't to be the like of it again for many generations, marked not only by the result, but by the fact that women over 30 could now vote and sit in Parliament. In effect, the old Irish parliamentary party at Westminster is finished. There's a Sinn Féin landslide, very largely the consequence of how the aftermath of the rising had been handled. There's a Sinn Féin landslide in much of the country outside the North East. And in the new year, the newly elected members of that party do not go to Westminster, but set up the Dáil, a kind of unilateral declaration of parliamentary independence, determined that the British government will hereafter negotiate the future of Ireland with it as the democratic expression of the will of the Irish people. Thus begins a new chapter in the Irish parliamentary story. And one can argue about the political and moral justification and effect of abstentionism as a political policy. And of course, in 1918, abstentionism from Westminster also became the nucleus of how the new democratic institution, as it was to evolve, how it began. December 1918 is the moment when effective parliamentary government of Ireland from Westminster ceases for the first time since the Act of Union. And the established Church of Ireland prior to 1870 had been regarded as part of the very cement of that union. It was to be one church with the Church of England, and its bishops, like their bishops, were to be parliamentarians. Fortunately, all that had long ceased before 1918. The Irish bishops had been almost a little unceremoniously ejected from the Lords in 1869. But what on earth, if one were to speculate, would a rump of Church of Ireland bishops still sitting in the House of Lords have looked like in 1918, when the Irish people had resolved in effect on separatism and their MPs had largely left the Commons? The disestablishment that would soon have followed as probably virtually the first act of the Free State would have been difficult. And in the atmosphere of the time, in terms of property and endowments, probably pretty destructive and less than worth thinking about. I would emphasise we had a pretty lucky escape when we did, and it gave us time to reconstruct ourselves and our view of society, and be all the better placed to play our role as Christian citizens of a new Ireland.